The Gemara brings down a machlokas about what is the status vis-a-vis Olam Haba, of children of Rishay Yisrael. What's their status? Do they get Olam Haba or do they not get Olam Haba? Rabbi Gamliel says that they do not get Olam Haba. Rabbi Yeshua says that they get Olam Haba. And on the surface, this seems to be an abstract, theoretical discussion, because it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If they get Olam Haba, they'll get it. If they don't get it, they don't get it. And for us, it's a matter of academic interest. But the Or Zeruah has a Havamina, and maybe even a Maskana, that it's not purely a theoretical question. It's actually a question which has practical ramifications on Hilchos Avelos. The Or Zeruah brings down that the Gemara says at the end of the sixth parak that if a person dies without getting a kapara, if he dies without a kapara, we're not misabel for him. And that's why if a person is a Rasha and he's Chayiv Misas Beistin, and then he has a natural death, Beistin doesn't execute him, but he dies a natural death, there's no avelos for him. Not only that, even if Beistin does execute him, because the kapara, the atonement that he gets through that execution, only concludes after the equal, after the body begins to decompose, therefore there's no avelos for him by his krovim after he's executed by Beistin. Because at the time of his death, at the time that avelos should have taken effect, he was a rasha. He had not yet received a kapara. And what the Or Zeruah wants to learn from here is that any person who is not yet granted admission to Olam Haba is not entitled to the privilege of having his family mourn for him. Therefore, says the Or Zeruah, if we hold like Rabbi Gamliel, that Ketanei B'nei Rishay Yisrael don't get Olam Haba, perhaps we should not mourn for these Ketanim. And in a circumstance, the Or Zeruah says, where you have a person who is a Rasha, and he has a child who's a Gadol, and a child who's a Tzaddik, and a child who's a Katan, we don't know what his status is. You would expect then, according to Rabbi Gamliel, that the Gadol would not mourn, would not have Sit Shiva if the Katan were to die, because that Katan is not destined for Olam Haba, according to Rabbi Gamliel. And the Or Zeruah says this is it would be a bit strange to say that there's no Avelos. He says maybe that's because we pass in like Rabbi Yeshua, that even such Ketanim get a Chelek in Olam Haba. And maybe, says the Or Zeruah, even according to Rabbi Gamliel, perhaps there's a difference between a person's status vis-a-vis Olam Haba and a person's status vis-a-vis Avelos. Olam Haba, maybe this Katan does not get Olam Haba, for reasons that we'll discuss later. Maybe because the Katan did certain Maasei Avera. Maybe because the Katan is Mitztarif to his parents who are Rishayim. But one way or another, he doesn't get Olam Haba. But Avelos is not Taloi in a person's status in Olam Haba. Avelos is Taloi in the person's potential service to Klal Yisrael. The Lashon of the Or Zeruah is Shema. Afilu l'Rabbi Gamliel yis abdu olav. Maybe even Rabbi Gamliel would agree that there is avelos for such a katan. D'shema im loy meis haya nas et tzaddik. Perhaps if this katan had not died, he would not have followed in the footsteps of his parents, and he would have become a tzaddik. So this is the Or Zeruah. He says you can't compare one's chelik in olam haba to avelos, because chelik in olam haba is taloi in tseiruf to the parents. Avelos is taloi in the shema. He had a lot of potential. The child had a lot of potential. I was thinking in a slightly different manner, but with the same basic direction, that the fact that someone who is Chayiv Misas Beistin is not entitled to Avelos is because of his past actions. He's a Rasha. He's not only a Rasha, he's a Rasha Lahachis. Because, as the Rosh points out in Hilchos Avelos, a person can only be Chayiv Misas Beistin if he says, Al Menaskin Ani Oisa. He gets Hasra, they warn him, And he says, in spite of this, I'm doing the Aveira. So the only person who would make such a declaration is a Mumar Lahachis, is a person who's doing the Aveira in order to make a Kadosh Baruch Hu angry at him. Because if he's only doing the Aveira for his personal pleasure, then he need not say, I'm a Naskin and Yoisa. Let him just do the Aveira. He'll be potter from Mises Basin because he wasn't Mekabal on himself the Asra. And fine, why would anybody be Mekabal the Asra on himself and say, I'm a Naskin and Yoisa? The only possible reason for a person to be motivated to be Mekabal the Asra on himself in that manner is if he's a Rasha Lahachis, not just a Rasha Latayavin. So he's like the Rosh. So we can say that essentially people who are Chayiv Mises Basin are Rishoyim Lahachis, and the fact that they have such a status of Rosh Lahachis deprives them of the privilege of Avelos. In contrast, it's not a Katan whose parents are Rishoyim, so he himself has no status as a Rasha. His status is neutral, his status is blank. So therefore, he should get Avelos. Even by Chayiv Mises Basin, the reason that they don't get Avelos is not connected at all to the lack of Kapara. It's connected to their status as a Rasha. And therefore, this Katan, who may not get Olam Haba, he may not get the Schar that everyone is privileged to, but at the same time, he doesn't have the status as of a Rasha, and therefore, he is entitled to Avelos. Maybe that's what the Arz Aruah means. Shema, this guy would have been a tzaddik. The Rasha for sure would have stayed a Rasha. The Katan, we don't know what he could have been. Could be that he was a tzaddik. He doesn't have a status already of a Rasha that creates a presumption that he'll continue to live his life as a Rasha. Therefore, he's entitled to Avelus. There's a similar dion about the connection between Ketani Ir Hanidachas and Hilchos Avelus. Just as we saw in the Arz Aruah, there were two deos about whether one can learn a person's status vis-a-vis Avelos from his or her status vis-a-vis Olam Haba. There are also two deos in Rishonim about whether we can derive a person's status for Avelos from their status legabi iranidachas. How does this deon work? There's a machloikes in Tosefta about whether ketane iranidachas are punished together with the rest of the iranidachas or whether they're not punished together with the rest of the iranidachas. Rabbi Akiva says that these ketanim are not punished together with the Irani Dachas. And Rabbi Eliezer says that they are executed together with the Irani Dachas, which is a tremendous exception to the ordinary rules of Mises Beistin, because ordinarily ketanim can never be executed. Ketanim lav b'nei oinshim. And when it comes to Irani Dachas, the ketanim could be executed, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Nutam is medayik that the only machloikes is about whether the ketanim can or cannot be executed. However, says Rabbi Nutam, certainly everyone agrees that there's no avelos for these ketanim. If these ketanim have older brothers, siblings, who moved out of the Irani Dachas, who are at tzaddikim, so the older siblings would not mourn for the younger ones, because the ketanim belong to the Irani Dachas. And this is something which both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva would agree to, says Rabbi Nutam. The Machlokas is only about Mises Beistin. And therefore, says Rabbi Nutam, just as the Ketane B'nei Ir Hanidachas are not entitled to Avelos, so too, says Rabbi Nutam, the Ketanim who abandon their faith, let's say that a person's parents kidnap him or her and convert them to another faith. So says Rabbi Nutam, it's as if they belong to an Irani Dachas and the child is not entitled to Avelos. And the response to this Rabbi Nutam, the Arz Aruah responds, and he makes three distinctions. He says, first of all, you have to differentiate between ketanim of different ages. It could be that a katan who already has a little bit of das, who already knows a little bit what he's doing. So if such a katan, let's say a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old katan, and his parents decide to switch to a different religion when he's 8 years old, and he goes along with them. So he has a bit of das, he knows what he's doing. So he can be punished in the Irani Dachas, and he can also, forego his privilege of Avelos, because he knows a little bit what he's doing, and he still chooses to switch religions along with his parents, so he doesn't get Avelos. But a one-year-old baby or a two-year-old baby who has no clue what's going on, and if his parents dunk him in the water to switch him to a different religion, so it doesn't make a difference. This type of a katan has no das, and therefore his switch to the different religion, the fact that he was dunked into the water, does not at all change his status vis-a-vis Avelos. So this is one of the responses that the Mordechai and the Arzarua bring down to Rabbeinu Tam's contention. A second response, and this response is not really such a, you know, strong or deep wedge between Yerani Dachas and Avodah Zarah and Mumar and Avelos. It's just saying, yeah, there's different types of Ketanim, and there's one type of katan who is excluded and another type of katan which is included, and it's Yitaki, that maybe a two-year-old baby from the Yerani Dachas wouldn't be punished either. It's very likely. A second chiluk that the Arzarua and the Mordechai make between Yerani Dachas and Avelos is as follows. They say, by Yerani Dachas, we only punish children who are Oved Avodah Zarah. If a child wasn't Oved Avodah Zarah himself, so we wouldn't punish him. So the same thing, if you have a child who abandoned his faith together with his parents, so, but he didn't yet serve Avodah Zarah, he just maybe made some sort of a declaration, or dunked in the water, or whatever it was, so maybe you can't punish him. Yerani Dachas is different, because the child wasn't Oved Avodah Zarah, which is essentially the same as the first chiluk. But then, the Arzarua and the Mordechai make a more fundamental chiluk. He says as follows. By the Yerani Dachas, there's a machloikas whether you can kill a katan. So therefore, it's talking that Yerani Dachas is much more chamur than ordinary cases. You can kill a katan by Yerani Dachas, even though ordinary katan who serves Avodah Zarah, which is clearly an abandonment of his faith, doesn't get executed. So maybe it's dafka because of the chumra of Yerani Dachas, where we execute the katan according to some deis, that we don't mourn for him according to all deis. But when he just stam serves Avodah Zarah, in such a case, everyone agrees that we don't execute him. Nobody says we execute him. So it's clearly more kal to serve Avodah Zarah as an individual than it is to serve Avodah Zarah as part of Yerani Dachas. And therefore, because the Hamaras Das of a katan, the abandonment of faith of a katan as an individual, is less stringent than abandonment of faith together with the community, therefore, perhaps he'll still be entitled to Avelos. There's two main scales that this has to be measured on. One scale is the general question of how do we relate to a katan? Do we relate to them as intelligent, thinking beings, that their decisions are premeditated, etc., to a degree? Or do we relate to them and say katan ein b'das, which is a klal in halacha, that in many instances we say katan does not have das, whatever that means. It doesn't have the opportunity to acquire sufficient life experience to make very well-informed decisions. Something like that. It has not yet had that opportunity. So if you view a katan as being more of a bendas, then it'll be easier to say that his actions, the actions of the katan, right, or at least of a katan who has that level of das, are going to forfeit his privileges of avelos. If you view a katan as being less of a bendas, so then his actions will not forfeit him that privilege. That's one issue. Another issue may be also how much it is forfeiture of avelos taloy in a person's das, in a person's ideology, and how much is it taloy in his conduct. If it's taloy more in conduct, so then it will be easier for a katan to lose those privileges. If it's taloy in ideology, and you say that a katan, he doesn't really have das, it'll be harder for him to lose the privileges. The second issue is the degree of tseiruf that a katan has to his parents. The Dagel Mervava, for example, wants to make a chiluk between a katan where both of his parents went off the derech, both of his parents abandoned the religion and they kidnapped him together with them, as opposed to a case where only one of his parents abandoned the religion and kidnapped him and the other parent remains. He says it could be that in a case where both parents abandon the religion, he's not entitled to Avelos at all. Because then there's an inyan which we call, he says, Zera Rishoy Nichras. So his both of his parents are Rishoyim, none of them are Tzadikim, so therefore we can forget about him, we can write him off the books. But if one of his parents is still a Tzadik, so then maybe his relationship to the parent who's still a Tzadik should override his relationship to the parent who's a Rasha, even though the Rasha is the one who kidnapped him and the Tzadik has nothing to do with him. Tzeiruf to the parents, we say, Brakar Davua, Ober Yerach Ima, etc., even after the child is born, even after the child gets a little bit older. So to the extent that he's mitzdarif to the parents, therefore, you know, we're more likely to be manish him. To the extent that we view him as independent, so perhaps we're less likely to be manish him. There's other differences also. Avelos, the Sefer Imre Chen brings down that Avelos may be a function of the loss to the community. If this person was clearly his destiny, his future did not lie with Klal Yisrael, he wasn't going to contribute to Klal Yisrael at all, so maybe that's why there's no Avelos for him. It's not a function at all of his status, Lagabi Oinshim, of Oilam Haba, of Yerni Dachas, just Pashut, we have to make a pragmatic calculation. Would he have done good for us, or would he have not done good for us? If he's not going to have done good for us, so then we're not going to be Me'abel for him. And he brings down a little bit that maybe we can be Me'abel for people who are not, don't belong to Klal Yisrael, if we had an anticipation that they would have done good for us, like Avadim, Gemar from Brachos, Tezvav. So too, if a person it doesn't belong to Klal Yisrael, but it's a big loss to us that he passed away, we could be Mis'abel for him. So too, if a person does belong to Klal Yisrael, but it's no loss to us that he passed away, so maybe we shouldn't be Mis'abel. That's a svar that the Imre Chen brings down. There's other chilukim also that one can draw, but that's discussion. Olam Haba Ta'avelos, Yerni Dachas Ta'avelos. Can one bring rayos from one and the other to the third or not?